Hello, ladies and gentlemen. This is King John.
Hi there, King John.
And here to make a video to discuss something that was brought to my wonderful attention.
Is there any chance we can speed this up a bit?
By Andrew Norton. And basically to talk about the episode I had yesterday with a bunch of Sargon's, well, sycophantic followers, essentially.
If you think my subscribers are sycophantic, you haven't read my comment sections.
Now, there's a reason why I have a picture of Senator McCarthy. Senator Joseph McCarthy.
Jesus Christ, I am just going to fast forward to your points because otherwise I might die of old age.
Sargon is no different from the demagogues of past times.
Oh yes, absolutely. I mean, I am a pleb, and I represent the plebs, and you are in fact an aristocrat. And you and Captain Andy and Hannibal the Victor and Andrew Norton and Bewildered Ape, you're all such forward-thinking, intellectually rigorous guys, aren't you? And all I'm doing is bringing the mob to break down your ivory tower. How dare I?
Sargon tends to have a ridiculous type of habit. Let's just say it's essentially his modus operandi to basically downvote videos and, well, to essentially...
Oh, good God, man, would you get on with it? What is it that I essentially do? Because it sounds like I essentially address the criticisms people have of me. Do you want to see some of these criticisms? Well, I can't actually show you them because he's hidden or removed the video. I said in my Sociopathy vs. Gamergate video that it's wrong to say that white men have a propensity to do school shootings. And then he decided, oh, what I can do is juxtapose this with footage from Sargon's Rape Culture UK video of me saying there are Muslim rape gangs in this country. Despite the fact, if you actually watch that fucking video, my point is that, and I stress this so clearly, it is not because they are Muslim. But Andrew Norton, being the disingenuous liar that he is, he feels the need to take this, my comments, out of context, put them side by side with me saying it's wrong to generalise based on a very small sample, and then call me a hypocrite. I mean, what am I to do, King John Targaryen? What am I to do? I think I should probably comment on his video. But I tell you what, John, why don't you tell everyone why that's wrong?
Send his followers to attack videos.
Alright, John, tinfoil hat is firmly on. Now, let's discuss conspiracy theories.
Now, he will profess and say that he doesn't know this is happening, which is utter nonsense.
Yeah, I am pretty damn omniscient, John. If I comment on something, then you know I have seen it. And if I didn't comment on it, then there is a good chance I didn't see it. That's all I can tell you, mate. I'm not actually quite as all-seeing as you think I am.
It's because I got the same answer from a Golden Dawn fruitcake, who actually said the same thing. Like, he... one of the nefarious Golden Dawn sycophants that I dealt with in one of the comment sections claimed the same thing to me, that he didn't send a whole bunch of his fanatics to essentially remove my video on fascism that I put up. It wasn't him that did it. He didn't know that happened. And for some apparent reason, this Golden Dawn sycophant ended up having 98 ups. And this was in my one video.
John, have you considered that it's something to do with the fact that Europe is in a time of severe economic austerity? There are far-right parties rising all over Europe, and it is a genuine cause for concern. It's not that this person went and got people to come and comment on your video. It's that a lot of people feel the same way he does.
And I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. I had not a lot of subscribers at that point. And that is literally impossible. That is literally impossible that he had that much video, that he had that much likes from other people. That's just impossible.
So now we've got paranoid conspiratorial thinking, delusions of grandeur, and arguments from disbelief.
The only likely explanation is that he sent his buddies to essentially shut me down.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I'm sure that's exactly what he did.
And eventually, unfortunately, the video was removed. And I got a lawsuit from YouTube over it.
Well, as I literally don't know anything about this case, I'm going to say that you were wronged.
So, Sargon, you're not really big fish that you tend to deal with, but...
I don't know what that means.
So I will explain what happened yesterday. Yesterday, Andrew Norton left a video in which he stated that Sargon has a habit of using mob power to essentially look like he's gathering up support, as if he's winning a debate, essentially. He's essentially using this mock support to make it look like he's winning a debate.
Okay, I don't know what mock support means. I think you're either getting support or you're not. But there isn't a debate here. Andrew Norton lied about what I had said. He had misrepresented it, juxtaposed with something else that I actually had said, in an attempt to make me look like a hypocrite, which I hadn't done. So, this isn't a debate. This is Andrew Norton being called on his bullshit.
So this is why he sends his followers or sycophants. Or he probably hacks the system itself, we don't know.
I'm so glad I have my tinfoil hat on. We do know. I don't hack the system. I don't even send anyone anywhere. The problem is that you have to understand that everything we are doing here is public. Other people can see it. Some of them don't agree with you, or I'm hacking the system, whichever one you want.
Now, of course, remember, ladies and gentlemen, these guys, what I just said here, they're going to take it completely out of context and say I'm being conspiratorial.
How am I taking anything you're saying out of context? You just suggested I was hacking YouTube. I don't know what other context I'm supposed to take that in.
Which is nonsense, because we have evidence of proving that Sargon does do this shit.
When you say that, I'm going to charitably assume that you mean send people to mob your videos. I'm not going to assume that you think you have evidence of me hacking YouTube. And again, I don't have the power to send anyone to do anything. What you fail to understand, and this is something that someone pointed out to me, I actually didn't know how people knew where I was commenting, because I don't use Google Plus. But a lot of people apparently do, for some reason, and they can see when I make a comment somewhere, and then they have investigated it for themselves, listened to the video, found that the video is full of shit, and decided to weigh in on their own initiative. That's not something I can control.
It's his MO at this point. It's what he likes to do.
It's not just that I like to do it. I feel morally obliged to address criticism. Unlike, you know, Anita Sarkeesian, I am fully aware that people are critical of things that I say, and if I'm wrong, I will recant. Of course, I may just be hacking YouTube.
Especially videos that completely own his ass, especially. But,
Oh yeah, you guys make so many videos owning my ass. It's amazing I can sit down.
Now, a bunch of his fanatics came to my channel after Sargon commented on each of my channel comments. Now, it was only two videos he commented on. I believe it was three, I don't remember. And out of nowhere, just him leaving a comment, his sycophantic followers started appearing. Now, these guys said that, well, it was YouTube's account that allowed them to see this, and that it was Google Plus that allowed that to happen. Now, me personally, I really call complete bullshit on it.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, MRA conspiracy. Right wing. They're everywhere.
Because my fellow subscribers don't even engage in that behavior. because I tend to not really, I usually leave a comment, but they don't engage in that type of behavior.
Well, they should have worn their tinfoil hats, because if they don't, I can mind control them.
Like me leaving a comment, and then everyone else starts showing up within the comment to somehow denounce what's being said or read in an article or a video. I don't do that because, quite frankly, that by political standards, that is very politically underhanded, let's just say.
Listen, man, I'm not in disagreement with you, but the problem is everything we're doing is public. We are not having private conversations. When you post videos calling me an idiot or a fool, as you're fully entitled to do, other people are going to see them. And if I see them, am I not entitled to defend myself from criticism? Or take it on board if it's valid?
That's extremely, how can I say, Machiavellian, let's say. And I mean Machiavellian in a sense of, well, in terms of vice politics. But let's not get into that because that's a whole nother discussion. That's essentially you using your vices to gain a political goal, but essentially making it easy to just lie and cheat to achieve something.
What are you talking about? Seriously, I know I shouldn't be going on about how conspiratorial you sound, but you sound so conspiratorial. And that's coming from me!
Machiavelli's The Prince 101, essentially. What I've noticed, and I will link all the videos in the low bar. Matter of fact, I will link Hannibal's video to show you. Just scroll down his comment section, ladies and gentlemen, and you'll see what I'm talking about, especially to one of Hannibal's videos, which I will link in the low bar, and my video to show you how one of these guys pop up. Well, I can't show you mine because I kind of blocked all these clowns because I was not dealing with this anymore. Because a lot of them started garnering traffic and they all started popping out of nowhere. And as soon as Sargon left a comment in Andrew's video, a whole bunch of fuckers started popping out of nowhere in the comment section, leaving their verbal feces everywhere. And what's funny is, I look into every single one of these people's accounts and through Google Plus, and I found out that these morons are following Sargon.
Is that not proof enough that they're seeing the comments on Google Plus, judging for themselves and thinking, you know what, I want to weigh in on this because this guy's full of shit? You seem to have disproven your own position.
Well, sorry to tell you guys, but if you are on YouTube, I want to let you know this right now. If you're on YouTube, you cannot see the activities of a person who has commented on Google Plus. You literally have to physically go on Google Plus to do that.
And some people use Google Plus. Look, I'm trying not to mock, but listen to what you're saying.
The only explanation I have for this is that Sargon either shared these videos or personally, or she basically shared these videos on purpose. Don't tell me he just randomly put a comment and people found it. That is complete dishonest bullshit.
Yeah, there is no way people could have seen this comment on Google Plus because they follow me on Google Plus. They're telling you this is how it happens, and instead I have to be sending it to people all over the place or something like that, right? And the thing is, there are certain times when I do this. I mean, for example, Andrew Norton actually did a video saying, I accept the Gamergate challenge to respond to Homer's video saying, listen, why doesn't someone from Anita's side come and debate him? He was quite prepared to have a public debate about these things, and Andrew Norton accepted it. And I liked that. I was like, great. You know, I completely agree with this. I think this would be a great thing. Apparently, he didn't like that. Apparently he didn't like me bringing this to Homer's attention or public attention. For some reason, I have no idea why. I can only assume it's because he doesn't believe in the truth of what he is saying. And then he went on and removed that video altogether for some reason. Why would you do this? Seriously, at worst you would leave it there to show everyone that, listen, Here was my genuine attempt to bring the other side to debate. And what did they do? They screamed insults at me and downvoted my video and refused to debate me. That would be the worst that would happen, and that would reflect well on Andrew Norton. But instead, he's decided, oh no, actually I'm going to pretend that this never happened. Why? Why not just come and do the debates with Homer? And you know what? If Andrew Norton absolutely schooled Homer in that debate, I would recognise it. Just like, I don't think that in the Paul Elam-Matt Binder debate, Paul Elam won. I think that Matt Binder won that debate. Because Paul Elam had approached it in a very rigid and formal manner, which wasn't really fitting and necessary for the debate itself. Especially as Matt Binder doesn't seem to have been given the opportunity to prepare equally in advance. So, come on, step up. I've left a link to Homer's video in the description. I'm sure that if you contact him, he will be more than happy to engage you in debate about Anita Sarkeesian's arguments, since Anita Sarkeesian won't engage in that debate herself.
That didn't happen. He commented and he shared the videos with everyone that he knows around his circle. And then he lets them do the work after. That's how he does it. He uses mob power. This is why I consider Sargon no different from a demagogue like Joseph McCarthy or Klingon or Peleus. Probably butchered his name. He was a Greek, I believe he was a Greek politician at the time, that convinced Athens and fueled Athens' own vanity with demagoguery and nonsense to basically invade Sicily during the Peloponnesian War.
I think you mean Alcibiades, but yeah, he was a very, very interesting character. Not one to be emulated, but certainly someone I shall probably do a Heroes of History video on at some point in the future, after I've finished researching the current one I'm doing, which I'm sure you'll be excited about, John. It's going to be about a French heresy.
He's no different from these individuals. He tries to garner support through mob power.
Okay, John, show me where I do this. Show me where I have asked someone, anyone, to do something for me. Go on, find one. Because if I always say to people, don't contact the people I'm commenting on. It's not necessary. In most times, they're not interested in debate or discussion, so there's no point to it anyway. And at the end of the day, I'm well aware that I have quite a few subscribers now, and that it does get kind of overwhelming, and I would prefer if people didn't go and comment on things that I've covered. But I can't stop people from doing things.
It's a very dishonest way of doing it. And one particular way this happened was, as his tactics, to let you guys know this is what he does. Is in one of Hannibal's videos, which I will proceed. He left one comment, and he magically got 150 likes.
So if it's not conspiracies, it's now magic.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is literally impossible for him to get 150 likes within Hannibal's comments. Hannibal's comment string of his comments, the maximum likes that he gets from his people, or people that know him, are usually maximum around 24 likes.
Oh, Hannibal, are you hearing that? That's embarrassing, isn't it, buddy? Maybe I'm just hacking YouTube. I am a well-known hacker, apparently.
Or 25, depending. That's what I've seen between Hannibal's like system within his videos. Sorry, Hannibal. I kind of do observe all this. Sorry. Didn't mean to say that. I started observing this type of thing, especially when dealing with Sargon. I started noting this, so I looked through and I'm like, it's hardly impossible that he had 150 likes. That's just impossible. It's absolutely impossible.
I don't know what to tell you. I'm some sort of witch.
Unless Sargon literally shared this video, or he told people from 4chan or other people that have other YouTube accounts to appear.
Yeah, I don't go to 4chan, although I've been told that Poll is particularly good. It does actually sound like the kind of thing I'd enjoy, but I just don't have time, to be honest.
It showed up, that person popped up and started saying that I was being The reason why people dislike my video is because people disliked me because I'm a horrible person. I'm not a nice person, which was frankly quite bizarre, to say the least, that she said that, or he said that. I don't know who the fuck this person is, which I responded to her and I said clearly, I don't know who you are. You popped out of nowhere in this comment section. I've never seen you before. And that's how you deal with people you have never seen before on YouTube. Okay. I shared a video publicly. I am prepared to meet fruitcakes and Fruit Loops, but when I see someone that I don't fucking know, that I've never seen in any of my videos I've posted, then that does ring alarm bells for me that you were likely sent here by somebody.
Look, man, I don't think you're a bad guy. I think you're just perhaps a bit willfully ignorant of what's going on, and maybe you just have a few biases that you can't seem to separate yourself from to look at the issue reasonably. I'm sure that you're not a nasty person, and I'm sure that what you do comes from a place of decency, but look at the people you're associating with. This is the problem I have with Zenistrat.
Now, with MRAs and MGTOWs, they tend to overreact and they have a huge following of sycophants that flow in and they downvote everything. It's essentially silent totalitarianism is what I call it.
Everyone else calls it freedom of expression, but, you know, not everyone who disagrees with you is an MRA. I'm almost sick of saying it now. I'm not an MRA either. But have you noticed that you go around presuming everyone's motivations, and you always presume them for the worst? I mean, I'm presuming your motivations too, but I'm giving you the benefit of the doubt and assuming that you are actually a decent human being and you are trying to do the right thing. I don't see why I would go around and assume everyone who disagrees with me is fucking evil. Because you seem to be constructing these quite elaborate theories as to what's happening, because it doesn't seem like you want to admit that you might be wrong.
Sargon has said that he will make a response to me after he's seen my videos. Now, my videos have gotten huge dislikes to the point from his fanatics after he left these comments. And every time I deal with Sargon now, I'm going to say this very clear to Sargon, anyone else of his followers, who are probably going to comment in this comment section. And they're allowed to. I will allow you to do that. But there's one thing I won't allow you to do. Comments and everything else will be approved. The liking will be approved.
Okay, that seems fair. You can comment on my videos too if you want.
We're not having this bullshit again. Every time I do a video with you, Sargon, that's what's going to happen.
That's great. I'm not really sure how that shows me. I'm more than happy for people to leave comments on, and I mean, I think that's a good thing.
And I'm going to also, you know what? It's gotten to that point, and I don't want to go to that point, but at this point, you're going to have to see the more pragmatic John, King John, and not the one that just insults you.
No. And here I was thinking I was responding to criticism.
I'm going to have to be pragmatic on your ass right now. If this is what you're going to do at this point, I have to observe my enemy's tactics to see what he does. It seems to me I'm going to have to do the same thing. So, Sargon, I'm going to do this. Every time you make a video, I will share it with everyone in my circle. And I will commend them to comment on your page. Almost always.
So you are in fact going to do exactly what you've been criticizing me for doing. You are going to be exactly as bad as you think I am. Are you sure that you've thought this through?
Now I want to see how you're going to like that, Sargon.
I'm fine with it, to be honest.
Get a taste of your own medicine at that point.
Believe it or not, I'm not really in the habit of sharing your videos. Sorry.
That's literally what I'm going to do. I'm going to comment and share it publicly with everyone around my circle. And I'm going to share it to Hannibal. I'm going to share it to Sequester Zone. I'm going to share it to Captain Andy.
I'm trembling.
I'm going to share it to, You know what? Your historical videos I'm going to share to Hannibal and Abominably, and Abominable History Man. I'm actually going to share it to them.
Please do. If I've made any errors, then I'm more than happy to correct them.
Now, I was going to share it to my brother, but my brother saw one glimpse of your video on historical fact and feminism, and my brother literally laughed at you from my computer screen and considered that you were a waste of time and nothing but an idiot. And that you were a demagogic fool. Because that's what you are, Sargon. You are a fool. Now, I will link in the little bar, ladies and gentlemen, evidence of Sargon doing this tactic of commenting, getting a whole bunch of likes, and sending his fanatical followers to attack people. This is what he does. He also does this on Twitter, as you informed me on. So, I tend to not like being pragmatic. But with you, Sargon, I'm going to have to at this point. And this is what has to happen. So be it. But I will disable the approval rating. You're not going to run any of my videos out of town. I'm not threatened by you, Sargon.
Look, man, I'm not trying to threaten you. I didn't even know who you were until literally the other day when these videos were brought to my attention. And I think I've handled you relatively lightly because, you know what, you don't seem like a bad guy. I don't know why you think that this is such a personal issue that we have. I don't know you. And honestly, there are some real faults in your reasoning. But you do have the most pleasant voice to listen to. Out of all of the Mangina crew, you have been the most enjoyable to listen to. And at times you have been quite hilarious. So, I guess that I should really ask people listening, look, I'll probably end up commenting on his video, and I guess I should request, if I comment, leave my comment alone? I don't know how this works. How do I make a public comment without other people knowing about it and commenting on it? What do I do? Can someone advise me? John, what do you think I should do? Because, I mean, do you think I should just ignore your criticisms of me? Or Hannibal's criticism? Or Andy's criticisms of me? Or, God forbid, bewildered apes misrepresentations and lies? I don't think I should. Or Andrew Norton's as well. Sorry, Andrew. Didn't mean to leave you out there. You know, should I ignore them? Or should I just take them on the chin? What do you think I should do, John? Happy to do this your way, so you let me know. Okay, buddy? Cheers.